The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. To get renewable energy on solid footing, we need to rethink subsidies. Recalculating Energy Subsidies, article and briefing by Deb Gallagher, and read here by Matt Robert Williams, file under Sustainability. Critics of renewable energy are often quick to point out that renewable energy technologies often need heavy subsidization in order to reach cost parity with traditional fossil fuels. That is, in order for renewables to be the same price per kilowatt hour to the customer, the price has to be artificially driven down through some kind of government intervention in the form of tax breaks, incentives, etc. Such activities are often described as governments picking winners and derided for their anti-competitiveness. A recent MIT Sloan Management Review article by Philip A. Barlag and Philip Bruner calls this conclusion utter nonsense. In No Free Market for Energy, they argue that global subsidies to traditional hydrocarbon sectors so far outweigh subsidies to renewable energy technologies, that the financial comparison is completely invalid. The authors call for a calculation of subsidy parity. They propose developing a way to calculate the future point in time when the cumulative subsidies received by renewables versus hydrocarbons reach perfect equilibrium. This could be done by beginning with the first recorded subsidy payments for hydrocarbon extraction and working up to modern day. Future calculations could be based on current payments and projections. Policymakers and business leaders could use the calculations to understand the true cost of subsidies, to make energy decisions based on comparable data, and to establish a level playing field in the energy sector. The authors speculate that one possible result of the parity exercise could suggest the need for a 10-year fade-out of subsidies for hydrocarbons and a $1 trillion per year in subsidies for renewables over a 50-year horizon to achieve equilibrium. But they don't propose dropping subsidies for either energy area. Subsidization can be smart economic policy, especially for growing economies. They only suggest that the subsidy decisions be made with full knowledge of the actual expenditures over time. The authors conclude, a measured look at the financials of the energy sector reveals a state of imbalance. When a system is in such a state, the likelihood of a correction or adjustment of some kind increases. Ours is a proposal of how to account for this possibility while minimizing the risk of disruption. It is unclear how these dynamics will play out in the long run, but we believe that energy managers, operating executives, procurement officers, and CEOs all need to be paying attention to the true cost of energy and the potential implications for their businesses and the economy worldwide. This article draws from No Free Market for Energy, written by Philip A. Barlag and Philip Bruner, which was published May 14, 2014 by MIT Sloan Management Review and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.